And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Hey everybody, what's going on? DJ Bucky here. As we get a little bit closer towards the Super Bowl, we have got a blowout special Super Bowl 53 preview today. What's going on, Buck?
Everything is good. Now, blowout special, do you mean that you believe the game is going to be a blowout, or we're just saying we're blowing it all the way out in terms of the amount of coverage that we're going to devote to this game?
What I'm saying is Kent has given us a lot of questions to answer on the episode today. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of topics going to be covered in relation to Super Bowl 53. You don't think it'll be a blowout, do you?
No, I think it'll be a good game.
Patriots are always in close Super Bowls. So I think we will have a close Super Bowl. We're going to get a chance to dig into that. Before we do, Buck, I got to be honest with you, since we got back from Mobile, I was hoping to maybe back off the Chick-fil-A a little bit, but I'm still eating there way too much. Got to back off.
Really? You still?
I don't know, man. I got an addiction or something. I read an article the other day where they said if you have fried chicken every day, you have 13% increase of early death. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Okay, so I eat it 6 days out of seven.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're closed on Sundays, right? So that even gets me down to six. Anyways. All right, let's just jump in here. You want to jump in?
Yeah, let's go. So we got all kinds of questions.
All right, first question. Pat's Rams here. What do you expect from Sean McVay in his first Super Bowl? Go ahead.
I expect him to be great. I think Sean McVay is going to relish being on the big stage. I think he is ready for the moment. I think he has a unique background that will set him apart from other young coaches that would maybe be startled on this stage. The fact that his grandfather was the president of the 49ers, he was always kind of around the big game. The fact that he has coaches on his staff who have been in the big game, I think will settle down, particularly Wade Phillips, because I think the biggest issue that you have when you're the Rams is how can you slow down the Patriots' offense and give yourself more opportunity. So I think Sean McVay is going to be outstanding. He has shown a little more versatility. They were a team that was extensively 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. They've used a little more 12 personnel with C.J. Anderson in the game, two tight end sets to be a little more physical. I think he has another trick up his sleeve, and I think he's going to throw it out there against Belichick, and I think it's going to be a game-changing experience.
We saw last year a couple trick plays for each team, right? You saw the Eagles, mm-hmm. Philly special, famously. We saw the Patriots, Tom dropped one. Do you think Sean McVay is going to dust one off in this game?
Oh, absolutely. I think we'll see something early. I think we'll see a trick play not only on offense, but I think we could see something sneaky in the kicking game. The Rams actually jump-started their efforts in the NFC Championship game by running a fake punt. I would expect them to do something funny, some shenanigans somewhere in the kicking game, maybe a reverse on a punt, maybe a throwback, something that kind of changes the game. I would expect that because it's kind of become the norm for the Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you on Sean McVay being up to the task. I think he's extremely confident. We talk about his intelligence, his memory, all that stuff. I think one of the biggest deals on a stage like this is just self-belief and confidence, and I think that McVay definitely has that. I don't think it'll be too big for him. I think he'll rise to the occasion, and I think he'll do everything he can to put the Rams in a good position to win that football game. I'm with you. All right, let's go to the quarterback there. Jared Goff, his first Super Bowl. Tom Brady's been in a million of them, but what do you expect to see from Goff?
I think Goff is going to be outstanding, and I think the Patriots
I
think he's going to be outstanding because I think the Patriots have to be very, very careful about how they elect to play him. The Patriots run more man-to-man than any team in the National Football League. 54% of their defensive snaps, they're in man coverage. Where Jared Goff is at his best playing against man coverage. When you look at the numbers and look at the stats, I want to say his touchdown to interception ratio is right around 10-1 when they're in man coverage. High passer rating, does a good job of getting the ball to his playmakers, especially on crossing routes. I just don't know if the Patriots have enough athleticism to match up with the Rams receivers when it comes to maneuvering around those crossers. So if they play man-to-man, which is what has been their calling card, it could be tough on them. But I'm going to say this, even if they switch it up and play zone like the Detroit Lions did, where Matt Patricia, their former defensive coordinator for the Patriots, tried to do, he picked them apart. And not only that, he handed the ball to number 30. Number 30 had a big game in Todd Gurley. I just like the way this offense is positioned against the Patriots.
To me, this is a question that I have to get some more information before I can give you an answer. I think if they can get the run established at least a little bit, I think that Jared Goff will be fine. I think when they get in a situation like the Chargers were in when I sat and watched that game, when it was second 9, second 10, that's tough. That's tough because once they get you in those off schedule downs, it's two man, Buck, and the way they play that two man, it can be suffocating. It's not just man free. When you've got two free defenders up top that they can bracket whoever the heck they want to bracket, that makes it challenging. I think to me, throwing on first down is big to get some opportunities and some looks that you like because you'll see a lot of single high safety on first down. Come out and do that, but they've got to get positive yards and they have to get the run game a little bit established. I don't think they want to find themselves in a lot of long yardage situations. I think that would be very difficult for Jared Goff.
No, I believe you when you talk about like the running game needs to be a part, but I'm going to say let's flip it the way that they get to it. Let's think about early downs, a lot of play action, a lot of shots to allow them to set it up. Look, these two quarterbacks here are what I call play action masters. These guys throw it more than any quarterback. Jared Goff, 35.2% of his pass plays are on play action. He wants to push the ball down the field. And so when you think about how the Patriots want to play and what they want to take away, they have to go into the game saying, we're going to stop number 30 and number 35. So doing play action early, especially against man-to-man with those deep over and crossing routes, could lead to explosive plays. I think the Rams come out throwing to set up the run, but play action is the key point to get Jared Goff really, really comfortable.
All right, next question. How does last year's loss versus the Eagles affect the Patriots this year?
I don't know if it has any bearing this year. Like last year, they saw Nick Foles have an outstanding performance. I think if anything, it may give the Rams a lot of confidence knowing that, look, a year ago this team was in the same game and they got knocked off by a backup quarterback. Who's to say that we can't do it? I think for the Patriots have to realize that the Rams' offense is tough. It is problematic to deal with because they really give you everything that you hate. A zone running game with downhill runners, and then you have a play-action passing game with speedy receivers on the perimeter. It is really going to test the athleticism. And then on defense, the Rams can push the pocket with Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. Tom Brady doesn't like to have pressure right up the gut. And so it can be problematic. So, no, I don't think a loss last year will have any effect. I think the team that they're facing will have a bigger effect on the Patriots.
All right, Buck, here's how last year's game is going to impact the Patriots and Bill Belichick. I'm going to give you two numbers, okay? 34-04 versus 25-56. That was a time of possession last year. The way the Patriots played, the Eagles controlled the ball. They had the ball for 34 minutes, almost 10 minutes more than the Patriots. How have we seen the Patriots play this postseason?
Keep away.
They have taken the air out of the ball, played keep away, as you just mentioned, and suck the life out of you and make you maximize your possessions. That's, to me, is the difference in this game. I think the Patriots stick with the run game. I think they play physical. They use Gronk at the point of attack, and they try and keep that Rams offense off the field. Now, we saw even the Chiefs game eventually, Chiefs were able to bust through. But for the first half of that football game, there were just so few opportunities. They limited those opportunities. Do I think that this Patriots defense is infinitely better than years past? No. I don't, but I do think offensively they can change. They've morphed into being a physical play-keep-away style of offense, and that's helped kind of cover up the defense a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely has helped kind of cover up the defense, and I think style of play means everything, and I think time of possession and the number of plays, I think they go hand-in-hand, but what you want to do is you want to check out the number of plays. In the AFC Championship game, the New England Patriots had 94 offensive plays. The number where we started to see defenses tap out and fall apart in the National Football League is right around 65. You get 65 or more defensive snaps, your defense is ultimately going to fall apart. You just don't have that many reps to be able to sustain it. So if the Patriots or even the Rams are able to kind of control the clock and grind it out and push that play number up to about 75 or 80, it is a huge advantage, and it's one of the things that I'm looking for when I check out this game.
Yeah, and then lastly here, I think we kind of answered this a little bit at the top here, but the blueprint for defeating either one of these teams. I would just say for the Rams, their blueprint for beating the Patriots, I think it's not just getting to Tom Brady. It's getting to Tom Brady early in the game. I think that has a cumulative effect. I think when you look at some games, I think back to that Broncos game in the AFC Championship game several years ago. They hit him, what, 20-something times in that game? Got to him early, and then that started to impact him. I thought the Eagles, you know, they ended up winning the Super Bowl last year, but they really didn't get to him till late in that ball game. I think you've got to get to him, and you got to get to him early.
I think you have to get to him early. And talking about dealing with Tom Brady specifically, and talking to coaches, they tell me that you have to have multiple game plans to be able to deal with him, and you have to switch him up every quarter. Meaning you cannot
That's the Giants' formula against him. Yeah.
You cannot show him the same look over and over and over again. At some point, he'll figure it out and he'll dial it up. The other thing that coaches have told me is you have to jam the middle of the field. He loves to work inside the numbers, and if you allow him to work inside the numbers, he will absolutely kill you. When I did some research, I'm trying to pull it up now, I looked at what he did, and when he throws inside the number at short and intermediate range, he's completing well over 70% of his passes. The issue is he has 10 touchdowns and 9 interceptions when he throws inside the numbers. And so by jamming and putting another defender in there, you're more likely to create a turnover. We talked about the pressure up front with Aaron Donald and Dominican Sue, but you have to take away the middle. Make Tom push the ball outside. He doesn't like to do it. He's not as efficient doing it. You have to make him throw outside, take away the middle, make him throw to the edges.
That's a great point. Playing with inside leverage across the field I think is huge. One of the things watching that the Charger game in the postseason, I thought they gave them inside access, which is just instant death working against Tom Brady. Move the Sticks is brought to you by Burrow. Have you begun your preparation for the big game? Even if you subscribe to the 1 week at a time philosophy, you know you're going to need a proper watch station, a new Burrow sofa. Super comfortable, stain resistant, and featuring a built-in charger, it's the place to watch all the action this February.
Burrow is designed for comfort with soft yet long-lasting foam cushions that are ideal for extended halftime performances and a built-in USB charger so you never have to give up. Free one-week shipping means your sofa shows up at your door in time for the game, and setup takes just a few minutes. The frame is strong and sturdy like an MVP linebacker, and the fabric is naturally queso and beer resistant.
Make sure you're all set for the festivities and order a Burrow sofa today. With free one-week shipping, your new furniture will be ready to go at kickoff. And you can take $75 off by visiting burrow.com/sticks. That's Burrow, BURROW.com/sticks for $75 off your order. All right, let's go some rapid-fire questions here, and we'll just roll through these quick. Biggest matchup edge for the Patriots is what?
James White versus the Rams linebackers. The Rams linebackers cannot cover James White in space. I look for James White to have a significant advantage, not only coming out of the backfield on screens and swings, but when they displace him and put him out wide in empty and spread formations, look for him to have his way against the Rams linebackers.
I'm going to go it's Gronk against whoever's lined up over him in the run game. You know, whether or not he's going to end up seeing Fowler or Ebukam, whoever it is, doesn't matter who the edge defender is. He's got a chance to dominate on the perimeter in the run game. So I'll say Gronk in the run game is the big matchup edge for the Patriots. All right, next question, biggest matchup edge for the Rams.
Number 30 and number 35 against the Patriots front line, meaning Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson against the Patriots front. We have seen how this running game has really steadied the Rams offense, and you talked about Jared Goff early, how they need to have the running game going to kind of take some of the pressure off of him. The one thing that we have not seen, we haven't seen the Rams use both of these guys on the field at the same time. I have a sneaky suspicion that we may see a little C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley on the field at the same time. Maybe C.J. Anderson running inside with Todd Gurley running some fly sweeps. Something to change up what the Patriots have been preparing for. Remember, Sean McVay's had 2 weeks to get ready for this game. I think we may see some bells and whistles.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to go Rams' biggest matchup in their favor. I'm going to say it's Sue on whatever guard that he gets. I like Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason. I think they're good players, but they're going to be isolated because you're going to have to slide, as everybody does, to Aaron Donald. You're going to get one-on-one with Sue. And, look, he's just got too much power for whoever's in front of him. It doesn't matter. Those are two good guards. But I don't think they'll be able to hold up anchor-wise with once he gets his charge. So I'll say Ndamukong Suh one-on-one with either one of those guards will be a matchup advantage. Next on the list, X-Factor. Who's the X-Factor for the Patriots first here, Buck?
X-Factor for the Patriots, I'm going to say, is Kyle Van Noy. Kyle Van Noy is a guy that we don't really talk about a lot, but in big games, he seems to kind of make these plays for the Patriots, whether it's sacks, whether it's in coverage. He is always kind of around the action. He is the unsung hero for the New England Patriots. He could play a big part in this game for them if they get a win.
I'm going to say X Factor. It could go either way, but I'm going to say J.C. Jackson. I think with Stephon Gilmore on the other side, especially on early downs, I think they'll take some shots. The Rams will take some shots right at J.C. Jackson. Try and test him out vertically, see if they can't get a flag, which we saw in the Kansas City game, or some big plays. I think he'll have an opportunity to make some plays in this game. J.C. Jackson, the we've seen it before, undrafted rookie corner for the Patriots, making a big play. We'll have an opportunity here to see if J.C. Jackson can do his Malcolm Butler impersonation in this ball game. So I'll say J.C. Jackson can be the X factor in this one. What we got next here?
We got the Rams.
Oh, we didn't do the Rams yet. Oh, yeah, Rams X factor.
I know you don't have your flip card, so I know you're not going to know who this guy is that I'm going to point out. It's going to wow you. But the guy who could turn the game is JoJo Natson, the punt returner for the Rams. Four punt returns over 20 yards. He has an additional one over 40. In a game that really could be decided by field position, you need someone who can flip the field. I am expecting Natson to have a big return. Look, the Patriots are scared of the Rams special teams. They got to pay special attention. And the punt return game is where the Rams can have an advantage. Their speed could show up in that aspect.
All right, I'm going to go the X factor for the Rams is Gerald Everett, the tight end, who has got some speed and some ability to get down the seam. Patriots are always going to try and make you left-handed, so they're going to try and take away that run game. I would imagine Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks will be a focus there. I think it's going to be an opportunity for one of those other weapons to step up and make plays. And Gerald Everett, to me, not just down the seam. I look for Gerald Everett in the screen game. Watch for Gerald Everett to get involved in the screen game in this game and see what he can do. I'll go with him.
Ooh, nice.
Clean up your remote control clutter in time for the Super Bowl with Control Center by Cavo. Plug in your streamer, sound system, cable, or satellite, even your game console, and Control Center does it all. Control Center simplifies your home theater so you can control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use remote with voice control.
Don't fumble with different remotes or run out the clock with messy search results. Just say what you want to watch, and Control Center will take you straight there. One universal voice remote controls it all, so all you need to say is watch any given Sunday, and Control Center by Cavo handles the rest. Be the MVP of your Super Bowl party with Control Center so you can finally get off AV duty and bring joy back to watching TV.
Shop now just in time for Super Bowl Sunday and get 40% off Control Center with promo code STIX. That's $59.95, 40% off the regular pricing of $99.95. Control Center is available at caavo.com and Best Buy. Control Center by Cavo, one remote that does it all. All right, we're going predictions now?
Yeah, predictions.
All right, the Super Bowl MVP. Well, let's work backwards. So let's go with the game prediction, then we'll go with the MVP. So who wins the game? What's the score, Buck?
This is so tough, but I've learned my lesson. And I'll just take egg on my face. I am going to go with the Patriots 27-24. They win it in the end. Tom Brady does Tom Brady stuff.
Okay. I'll keep this in mind. This will be encouraging to Rams fans. I think we both picked the Cowboys to beat the Rams in the first round.
Did
Rams
we?
Won. I think so. In the second round, I think we both picked the Saints to beat the Rams, didn't we?
Did we?
I think so. And then Rams won. Then now you've already gone with New England in this one. I just can't.
I don't want Tom to be mad at me. I don't want Tom to be mad at me.
Mad.
I don't want him to call me out and all that in the presser. So I'm gonna go. I was just going with the Patriots. I was trying to.
I think this is a Rams team that's going to be back on this stage numerous times. So I'm gonna get that out there ahead of time. But I'm gonna go with the Patriots. I can't go against Tom Brady in these games. Last year, got away from him. This is a team that's come back ready to roll. I think they've got a little more physical identity to them, the control of the clock. I think they do that in this game. 31-28. I said the Patriots get out to a pretty good size lead. The Rams make a late charge but can't quite get it done. I'm going to say the New England Patriots end up winning this game 31-28. And it is just for old time's sake, it is a big catch by Rob Gronkowski that ices the game and kind of puts the game away. So I'll go Patriots 31-28. MVP. Who's the MVP, Buck?
MVP, Tom Brady. It doesn't matter. Tom Brady doesn't have to do anything. If Tom Brady is standing at the end of the game, he's going to get the MVP award. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. It is a coronation for Tom Brady, a lifetime achievement award.
What he said. I'm going to go Tom Brady as well. Tom Brady ends up getting the MVP of this game. I think they get out early. They get rolling. The Patriots get off to a hot start. I think the Rams show a lot of fight and a lot of grit and a lot of toughness. They come back and make it a game. I think the Patriots end up winning, and Tom Brady is your Super Bowl 53 MVP. Looks like Kent wants one more question. What do you got, Kent?
Okay, let's assume win or lose, but let's just say for argument's sake, win, based on you both saying they'll win. How many more years do we have Belichick Brady left in the NFL?
Three. Three more years.
I would say two. I would say two.
And then is it
he
just
seems
done
hell
for
bent
both?
On getting to 45, though. I mean, yeah. Brady seems
very serious, very serious. But maybe Kyler Murray will run him out when they draft him.
And they don't go to any teams after that. It's just New England, and then
no,
they both
I think
finish.
He finishes up there. I think.
No, I think that's it. I think that is it. I think he finishes up with the Patriots.
I think Belichick's more likely to leave than Tom. I think Tom finishes his career in New England, no doubt.
Yep.
But anyways, I think a couple more years. Bucky said three. I said two. Look, his play has dropped off a little bit. I know he gets mad.
Oh, he's not
the same guy.
He's not the same. And I think what the Patriots have done is really, really smart. The older the quarterback is, the more support he needs. And they have given him support with the running game. And I think they'll continue to add pieces to it in the following years to make sure that he has to do less. He's still the closer, but maybe he lets other guys kind of do all the work, and he just kind of steps in when he's needed.
You know what? I can't get this thought out of my head, Buck, as we kind of finish up here. I feel like I'm picked the Patriots, right? There's the Belichick. There's the Nick Saban connection. And the logic I used in picking Alabama to beat Clemson, more physical, toughness, been there, done that. And I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and I'm going, wait a second. Are the Rams going to beat the brakes off the Patriots, just be running by them all over the field? Are we totally missing the boat here? Anyways, that's just the thought that was going through my head.
I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't be totally shocked. Would you be totally shocked if the Rams blew them out?
Well, no. I mean, when we did the draft, like let's be honest. If you do the draft, you're looking at athleticism and explosiveness or whatever. The Rams have
it's on the Rams side.
More, they have more explosive playmakers. However, the thing that kind of makes you
it's
hedge
experience.
Your bet,
like I just buy into the experience.
The experience and the fact that they have done it over and over and over again.
Kind of hard. That was my thought. That was my thought there. Anyways. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you guys for listening. You can check out all our videos, by the way. We've got some video content up there for you. NFL.com/MTSvideo, YouTube.com/NFL. And appreciate you guys leaving us a rating and a review there on Apple Podcasts. And we'll be back. Super Bowl 53 will be in the rearview mirror soon. We'll have it recapped for you, and we will start in earnest our draft conversation as we march towards the NFL draft. By the way, Lance Zierlein. Kyler Murray, number 4 to the Raiders in his latest mock draft, Buck.
Whoa.
How about that? Whoa. It's going to be a fun one. All right, I'll leave you with that little teaser. Go check that one out. By the way, your notebook, Buck, what can we find in the notebook?
No notebook this week. I am chilling. No notebook.
No notebook.
Finally get a week off. We're going to chill back. We're going to chill and relax and just watch the game.
You earned it, my friend. All right, have a safe trip out there to Atlanta. And we appreciate you guys listening. We'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.